You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the flu may not be top of everyone's list of concerns right now, what with the new and still not well understood coronavirus variant beginning to show up around the country. But the flu is back this year after a quiet 2020 season. We'll talk about the state of influenza so far this year and how we can protect ourselves and loved ones from flu and COVID-19. First, it's the year-end member drive, your chance to support the programs that you count on every day here on the Ideas Network, programs that keep you in touch, informed, and inspired. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is a really big deal. And Larry Mueller is with me to tell you what a big deal it is. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Rob. You know what? We did well last hour. We heard from 15 donors, and I want to thank everyone who gave. And we've got a new goal. Of course, it's a new hour. And our new goal is 10 gifts. And these gifts and the goals are set to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on.
Love to have a great day. This is the last weekday of the drive, your last chance to give during Central Time. So let's meet and hopefully exceed that goal. It happens, though, one gift at a time. Let's start with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial-free. That means we depend on other sources of funding. State, federal, business sponsors are very important. But there's another source that's also very important.
The largest piece of funding for WPR programs comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. It's the backbone of how things work here. When you give, you keep these quality independent news and talk shows on the air. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This drive, Alliant Energy is partnering with WPR to help provide hunger relief in Wisconsin, and they'll match every dollar raised through the food bank thank you gifts up to $5,000.
That means your thank you gift will provide an additional 25 or 50 meals to families in your area. Ask for yours now when you give $10 or $20 a month. Thanks for making a difference for your neighbors and the WPR programs that you love at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you listen to WPR with your kids and enjoy how it sparks conversations, or maybe at dinner you might share something you heard earlier in the day.
Public radio is a start to quality conversations. Your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps the connection going.
Maybe you've never given to WPR before. Today you can find out how good it feels.
And it feels great because you'll be supporting something that you love, something you use and rely on every day. And because the largest source of funding for WPR comes from listeners like you, you can know that your donation truly makes a difference. So make your first ever gift of maybe $120 or $10 a month, whatever amount is right for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our goal is 10 contributions during this hour. We are listener-powered here at WPR, and that's why your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important.
There's an added bonus if you give, and there's not a lot of time to get in on it. So do it now. If you make a gift now, you'll be entered into an exciting drawing. Five people are going to win $250 to spend on unique items at Etsy.com. Sustainers, if you're already making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered. If you're not a sustainer yet, you can sign up now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And by the way, if you're a sustaining member making those ongoing monthly gifts, thank you very much. But make today the day you increase your support of WPR, maybe $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We heard from Leslie in Madison. Leslie says WPR has excellent news programming. Thank you, Leslie. Donald in Dodgeville says, I would like to think that listening to WPR is a permanent benefit for living in Wisconsin. Thanks, Donald. Well, it's permanent as long as it is paid for, and it keeps being paid for by you, the listener. Thank you so much, Donald and Leslie, for your gift. How about you? Join in on this last weekday of the drive with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Last year was a very mild flu season, thanks in large part to people taking more precautions to prevent spreading the coronavirus. But influenza is back this year, already with increased cases over the previous season. COVID-19 and the new variant of concern, Omicron, are still top of mind as threats to public health, but public health experts say it's important to not overlook the flu. WPR health reporter Shemaine Mills starts things off. She's been following the numbers of flu cases we're seeing in Wisconsin so far. Shemaine, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
What does the flu landscape look like right now in Wisconsin?
Well, cases are low, and flu is starting to show up. We've seen a quick and steep rise in the number of cases, not only in this state, but across the nation. There was a huge outbreak at the University of Michigan, over 500 cases, which the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is looking into. And this was all before Thanksgiving, before people got together. So this is just the start of the flu season, and this is what we're seeing already.
And in your reporting, you looked at a comparable institution to the U of Michigan, UW-Madison. What is going on campus there as they watch and try to make sure they don't have a similar outbreak?
Exactly. They put out a tweet saying, are you feeling sick? You don't know if it's COVID-19 or the flu. They have similar symptoms. So they just urged people to get tested so you know, so you don't spread it around, especially with COVID right now. We don't want to make the situation worse with cases already so high and hospitals full.
As you mentioned, Shemaine, flu cases low, but compared to last year, of course, an increase. As you talk to public health experts and others, what kind of message are they sending about the upcoming flu season in Wisconsin?
Well, protect yourself if you can. They're urging people to get vaccinated. And just be careful when you're around big groups. One doctor I talked to was a little nervous because he said there's less carryover immunity we would get from a normal flu season, which we didn't have last year, didn't have a lot of cases. So people don't have that immunity built up. And we're seeing fewer people vaccinated so far this year. I mean, we're only at 30%. Now, granted, the flu season started in October, but last year, more people got vaccinated at this time than have done so already so far this year. And the doctor described this year's type of strain of flu going around as a bad actor. He said it's aggressive. So it's not something you want to get.
Shemaine, thanks again for joining us today.
You bet.
Shemaine Mills is WPR's health reporter. Now Tom Haupt joins us. He's Wisconsin Department of Health Services Influenza Surveillance Coordinator. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thanks, Rob. I appreciate the invitation to come back on your show.
Well, we heard some of the basics there from Shemaine. What is standing out to you as you watch, as you have for many years now, as you watch this flu season in progress?
Well, as Shemaine said, we were definitely seeing an increase in cases over the past few weeks. We went from like 7 cases 2 weeks ago to over 128 in 1 week. I was hoping that I was going to give you an updated number today, but the numbers just didn't come in time. But we know that it's here. We, as Shemaine said, the particular virus, which is the influenza AH3, tends to be one of the more powerful viruses and causes more sicknesses and more severe illnesses. And unfortunately, it has resulted in fatalities in the past. So again, we are encouraging people to get vaccinated as quickly as possible for yourself and to protect those people around you, especially during the holiday season.
I know one concern, Tom, looking at maps of the state and available emergency room beds and hospital capacity, very low, especially in the northwestern part of the state. Is that part of the concern here that we want to, as much as we can, avoid people having to end up in emergency rooms?
Definitely. Emergency rooms, hospital beds, intensive care beds are all at a minimum right now. So we do not want people, we want people to do everything they can to protect themselves. And as was said, starting with vaccination is the main key.
We're talking with Department of Health Services Influenza Surveillance Coordinator Tom Haupt about this year's flu season in Wisconsin this year. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Did you make the decision to get vaccinated against the flu as soon as you could? A lot of other vaccination talk going on, of course, at the same time. Join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to Tom Haupt, Influenza Surveillance Coordinator at Wisconsin's Department of Health Services. The flu season is back. Not huge this year, but we had a very light flu season last year. We're looking at how to keep it from picking up steam and how it impacts individual and public health concerns with COVID-19. You can join in with your questions if you'd like at 800-642-1234 about influenza, about vaccines, and related topics. That's 800-642-1234. Tom, I'll ask you the question I think I've asked you many times before, or just kind of a reminder. When people think flu, they sometimes think stomach flu. That's not the flu we're talking about here, right?
That's correct. Flu, influenza, is a respiratory virus. Causes immediate onset of fever that can get up to well over 100 degrees. A nasal congestion, sore throats, body aches, and fatigue that can last a long period of time. So really nothing to do with the GI symptoms, gastrointestinal symptoms, or diarrhea. It's all respiratory.
Let's talk about vaccines now. Now, of course, people are getting coronavirus first and second vaccines. They're getting boosters now. I think a common question out there is, can I get a flu vaccine and a coronavirus vaccine at the same time? What is the latest thinking on that, Tom?
The latest thinking is you can get the both vaccines at the same time. The coronavirus vaccine, especially if it's the second vaccine that you're getting or a booster, sometimes has side effects, and sometimes people will tend to not want to get them at the same time. But we are encouraging people to get them as soon as possible. But it is, as you said, Rob, it's okay to get both of them at the same time.
And I think bad news here, does getting a vaccine for one of those two illnesses help us at all with the other one, coronavirus to flu, flu to coronavirus?
No, there's really no cross reaction to from the coronavirus to influenza. We're talking two very distinctive viruses that are going around, both of which can cause very severe respiratory illnesses.
What do we know so far this year about the match of the flu vaccine versus the strains we're seeing in the U.S.?
Well, it's very early, Ben. We're actually waiting for more test results coming back from the CDC. EPIA, they call it, which took place at the University of Michigan. What we do know is the influenza AH3 seems to be predominant, and usually the vaccine is a little less effective when the H3 virus is versus the influenza AH1 or Bs. That's because the H3 virus tends to mutate a little bit more. We've heard that a lot, with the variants of the coronavirus going around, the term mutation. But H3 viruses tend to change more often, and as a result, we usually have less effectiveness, but we still have some protection against the most powerful influenza virus that causes the most amount of illnesses.
Can you talk about the forecasting process? Because this seems like a really big task, looking all over the globe and figuring out which of those, I guess, many varieties could end up here.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very difficult situation to go through, and it was especially difficult last year when we had so few cases of influenza. The CDC and the World Health Organization did everything they possibly can to make sure that this year's vaccine is a match, but we just didn't have the data that we wanted to. So we're very optimistic, though, that based on the limited data that we do have, that it's going to be a good match between the vaccines and all of the components of the vaccines, no matter if it's an influenza A or influenza B.
Are there lessons we're taking away from last fall when, unfortunately, Wisconsin was getting hit hard by the coronavirus, but the flu was pretty quiet? Does this point us toward, any personal prevention measures we might think about?
Absolutely. I mean, as you mentioned, flu just fell off the table late in March of 2020. That's when the mask mandates and the stay-at-home orders were all put together and implemented. And people can use those as a lesson. We're not saying we're going to have a mask mandate. We're not. But we are encouraging people that if they do have to go out and they have some kind of respiratory illnesses for whatever reason, it's not good. Nobody should be ashamed to get that mask out of their pocket again and put it back on. But we want people to think about good hygiene as well, washing your hands, sneezing into their sleeves, throwing away the tissues and washing your hands right away, and even continuing on with the social distancing. When you're in big crowds, you don't know who they are. We want to try to stay away as much as you possibly can. Stay that 6 feet away from other people as much as you can. Granted, it's going to be very difficult, but all lessons that we learned in COVID could also be applied to this influenza season, especially if it becomes a very severe influenza season.
Talking to Tom Haupt, Wisconsin Department of Health Services Influenza Surveillance Coordinator, looking at the flu season in Wisconsin. Starting, not too bad yet, hoping we can keep it that way. Now, Tom, every fall, I have to play the game allergies, cold, or flu. Now we throw COVID into the mix. Can you talk about, you touched on a little earlier, can you talk about the distinctive symptoms that point toward influenza?
It's very difficult because they do mimic the COVID-19 symptoms as well. Again, with the high fevers, just a sudden onset of high fevers, sore throat, body aches, severe body aches to the point where you don't even want to get out of bed, and continued fatigue after you come down with influenza, which actually some people describe as being hit by a bus. You just don't want to get out of bed. You're tired for weeks. And COVID can have very similar symptoms to that. Usually with allergies, obviously you wouldn't get the high fevers, that type of thing. So it's a little bit easier to distinguish between that and influenza. But it is very difficult to really make that distinction between COVID-19 and influenza. We continue to ask doctors to test for both, because they both have antivirals that can be treated, especially influenza. If it's been given within 48 hours of onset, that can lessen your symptoms and shorten your time that you can spread it to others.
With all those symptoms floating around out there, do you have some guidelines for, you know, if somebody has these symptoms, they should seek medical help, they should quarantine themselves? What is our threshold?
It all depends on how the person is to begin with. If they have underlying illnesses, anything that would make their immune system altered, whether it's medications or disease or anything that would make their lower their immune systems, upon the onset of a fever and the typical body aches, that type of thing, that's something that is a sign for people to seek medical attention, whether it's virtual or in live. You know, they still can be prescribed, perhaps, you know, getting prescribed the right antivirals to shorten their period of communicability to others and shorten the length of symptoms and make the symptoms less severe. So, again, it really depends on a lot of people and what type of underlying illnesses they might have. I wish I could give you a straight across the board. This is when you go to the doctor. This is when you don't have to go to the doctor. But it all depends on that person's own immune system and health history.
In just our last minute or so, Tom, how do we as a state monitor, how do we keep a count on flu cases?
Well, there's several different ways. We have a virological, we check the viruses from the virus labs that do the testing. They voluntarily send that information to the state laboratory of hygiene, the number of tests they run and the number of positives. And that information is then shared with me, and we put that into our virological surveillance system. We also have a sentinel physician, or sentinel clinician, of about 35 to 40 emergency departments that we monitor for influenza-like illness. And that would be, it's very simple, fever with cough or sore throat, that's influenza-like illness. And then we divide that by the number of total visits to get a percentage. So those are the two main ways that we're really looking at it. We also look at influenza hospitalizations as well. And, you know, through the three different main components, we feel we have a pretty good handle of what's going on where in the state of Wisconsin.
Tom, thanks again for joining us today.
Rob, thanks. And I appreciate the opportunity to get the message out to your listeners. And happy holidays to everybody. And let's have a healthy one, okay?
That's Tom Haupt, Wisconsin Department of Health Services Influenza Surveillance Coordinator. Talk to him today about what's different with this year's flu season and how we can best prevent the spread of influenza and the coronavirus. Now it's the Wisconsin Public Radio year-end membership drive. Larry Mueller is back with me. It's listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a chance to think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs in 2021 and then take action for 2022 and give the programs you count on a strong start for a new year at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We have about 32 minutes left in this hour, and we're looking for 7 more gifts for people to join in. 7 of you right now, you can do it. Your gift right now is so important. Because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
Thank you so much if you've already given. If not, the clock is running out on this drive. It's the last weekday of the drive. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Once again, I learned an awful lot during that last segment on flu, and we got into COVID a little bit. We got into symptoms of the flu and how it differs maybe or not from COVID. It was a great learning experience for me, and I bet for a lot of other people. And these are the kinds of conversations you can count on from Central Time.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes these topics, the many topics you tune in for every day, possible. Choose the amount that works for you, then make your gift.
When you give today, but you could become a sustainer, and as a sustaining member, you'll give an amount, say $10 or $15 a month, that will automatically come out of your bank account or your credit card. Your monthly gift will continue until you ask us to make a change.
That means we can depend on you the way you depend on us, day in, day out, year in and year out. So you're in control. You can change your giving at any time. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you make a donation during our year-end member drive, you will help WPR thrive in 2022.
Your first ever gift or your extra year-end gift right now is so important as we close out 2021 and get ready for the new year.
There'll be no shortage of news or issues and great music in 2022, and thanks to your support, WPR will be here to deliver it all. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
An extra thank you gift. Choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month. Alliant Energy is partnering with us. They're going to match every dollar raised through the food bank thank you gift up to $5,000. Ask for yours when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about what you spend on money every day. Coffee, takeout, that all adds up. It's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine, too. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn. You value it, I hope, so put some money into it today. Make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. It's our year-end member drive, last weekday of it, and we're going to do something special now. My guest is a voice you've been hearing, well, for years on the Ideas Network and for the last couple hours on the show. Larry Mueller is with me. I'm going to talk to Larry about his show, his career, and you could join in at 800-642-1234 as we take you behind the scenes here. Do you have a question for Larry about his broadcast career, about his show? Have you learned something? Something practical from the Larry Mueller Show, or maybe here on Central Time on Food Friday, that you've actually put into action? How have we answered your questions and maybe changed the way you do stuff around the house? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Now, Larry, I want to take people behind the scenes here and set the stage. You and I are both in our WPR studio. We're about 8 feet apart, but we've got COVID protocols. We can't see each other.
There's a big wall in between us.
And now you're in the weird little room there right now. I'm in the big room. Earlier it was you in here, Kate over there. I was in there for Kate's show. It's really weird over there, right?
I don't really, I'm used to being in the room where you're
the big
in,
room.
And then I can look through a window and see Trina LaSousa, she may be engineering, or Tyler Ditter, who is our other engineer. You can see Sarah Hopeful from your, but I'm looking at a couple of computer screens and, you know, kind of hoping the LMNSTG acronym kicks in before we're done with this hour.
All right. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you got into broadcasting in a minute, Larry. But first, we should remind people this is a membership drive. Last weekday of it, you can give in support of Wisconsin Public Radio at 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. Or you can do it online right now at WPR.org. Now, Larry, I know you're a host on the Ideas Network. I know you're a big fan of the Ideas Network. Can you talk a little bit about why you've been so connected to it for all these years?
Well, I can tell you how I got started if you want to hear that.
I do.
I was taking a radio class in my senior year in college, and I was taking it from Maury White, who had a half-hour farm show here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and he was a faculty member in the department then called Ag Journalism, and he didn't have anybody to host his show in the summer when he was going off to Colorado to teach, and I guess he liked what I was doing, so he said, hey, would you be interested in getting a master's degree, and then you can host my show while I'm gone? I didn't have any job prospects, so I said, sure, and so I got started on a master's degree, and then halfway through that, he came back, and then he got a promotion to a deanship, and then the department was looking for somebody to replace him, and they needed somebody with a PhD, and they said, well, Larry, would you mind staying another year? I didn't have any job prospects. So I said, yeah, I'll stick around another year. So I did that. And then I stayed one more year because they still couldn't find anybody. And then they said, why don't you go off and get your PhD and we'll hire you back. I didn't have any job prospects. And so I said, sure. And then, here we go 50 years later, and I'm still in Maury's old job, and I still don't have any job prospects.
So you have no choice but to stay here. I love that, because I'm in the same boat. I did not set out to become a radio host, and yet here we are on the air right now. Hey, we've got a caller. Bob is with us in Fish Creek at 800-642-1234. Bob, hi.
Hi, I'm a huge fan of Larry. Over the years, I have... I've had all sorts of issues with plants from, am I getting enough lighting, too much lighting? I grow a lot of pot plants, and one year I had all these bugs on it. I called Larry and said, I got these bugs, on my pot plants, and he was able to help me figure out how to get the bugs up off the pot plants. And, he's a great guy. And, over the years, he's helped out so much with so much advice, like I said, lighting. I called one time, I was talking about the smell, because my neighbors were complaining and everything. And he's just been a great source of information over the years with everything,
Thanks a lot for that. You've helped people get bugs off of all manner of plants over the years, Larry.
And all manner of animals. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. The Garden Talk show on Fridays is really one of our popular shows here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And, I never really had any formal training. I guess I had a horticulture class or two, but we have these great guests every week who know so much, and I've been able to learn an awful lot over the years just by listening to them and then listening to other gardeners who call in. It's interesting. If somebody calls in and asks a question and the guest doesn't know the answer and maybe I don't know it either, invariably somebody will call within a minute and say, well, here's the answer, you dummy, and away we go.
Thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. Larry Mueller is with us talking about being Larry Mueller and doing the Larry Mueller Show. You could join in with your appreciations maybe for what you've learned on the Larry Mueller Show or any practical advice you've gotten on the Ideas Network, or if you have a question for Larry about what he does. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Let's take a minute, Larry, to check in. Of course, we've got this membership drive going on. It's the last weekday of the drive. Looks like we need 6 more gifts to hit our goal this hour. We better encourage people to do that. You can make a gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Why would they want to do that, Larry?
Well, they want to do it to support Wisconsin Public Radio and especially support Central Time. You guys have a great show here.
Well, thank you.
I love listening to this show. You provide so much good information. Top that off with the up-to-date news. And it's a great, and it's set up so you're driving home. A lot of times I may be driving home and listening to the show, and it really has been a wonderful service. And I think our show, the Larry Mueller Show, I guess it's called, has done some good work too.
And I would say so, yeah.
And there's a little help here, I think, for people who do contribute, because there's somebody's going to win an NPR-inspired coffee and wine. Are they not, or did that already go
I think
by?
That's going on. And today, there's also this that Etsy thing. Five people are going to win that $250. Each of them are going to win a $250 Etsy gift card to shop for the stuff. You know, all that. There's all manner of crafts and arts on Etsy that you can get if you win that gift card. You make a gift, you're automatically entered in that drawing right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Gift for that, but also gift for Larry and all the great work he does on the show. He is a treasure here at the Ideas Network. And I wish I could give you some like dirt about what a mean guy Larry is behind the scenes. But what you hear on the air is real life Larry Mueller. I don't think there's any difference between the two, right? You're not playing a character on the air, Larry.
No, I learned a long time ago I couldn't be anybody else. You know, when I first started, I tried to sound like one of the news guys, you know, and I lowered my voice.
Larry
Mueller. No. That just does not work. You just have to be yourself. You are yourself as well on the air. And I think that makes for the best programming. And so if you enjoy the programming, I hope you'll give right now. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. This is an experiment, folks, by the way. Here we are going off a script and just talking off the top of our heads a little bit here, but we hope it's interesting, and we hope that you'll support us, and maybe they'll let us do this again sometime if we can actually meet our goals, and we still have six more to go. So have you been thinking about it? Now would be a wonderful time to contribute. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. You know, I could talk about animals that I've had on the show.
Let's talk about that in a minute, Larry. We've got some human animals who want to talk to you,
good.
Too. We've got Joan on the line in Eau Claire. Joan, hi.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. Larry, so wonderful to have you on the air with you. I want to thank you because I was able to speak with my very favorite author on your program a number of years ago. Sadly, she's no longer with us. Actually, I'm reading her right now, one of her books again. And her name is Sue Grafton. Mm. And she was your guest over my lunch break. And I was able to call in from my vehicle and speak with her and ask her a question. Wow. And it was just phenomenal.
And she was a wonderful person. You know, I read the whole alphabet of her... of her books, you know, A is for, I don't remember how they all went, but Sue Grafton, it was a wonderful person. It was fun to have her on. Joan, thank you so much for that. One of the things we do try to do is on our Tuesdays, often we'll have an author, and a lot of times we'll have national authors like Sue Grafton, but I also really like to have local authors, Wisconsin authors or Midwest authors on and sort of highlight their work. And it's a lot of fun for me because the authors themselves tell me that it really helps their books to be on our show. And it helps me because then I've got an excuse to read all those books.
Thank you so much for sharing that story, Joan. And that's one of the great things about the Ideas Network. You hear the interview, but if you want, you can call in and talk to that author or expert or your government representative or whoever is doing the interesting thing, or calling with your question for the expert guest on Larry's show. It's one of the great things about the Ideas Network. It's one of the things you get when you support the Ideas Network by making a gift on this last weekday of our year-end membership drive. You can do that online. It takes just a few minutes right now at WPR.org to make that gift, or call 888-202-2552. We'll talk more with Larry, hear from some more of you coming up here on the Ideas Network. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Larry Mueller is with me. It is the last weekday of our year-end membership drive on Wisconsin Public Radio, your last chance to give during Central Time in support of the public radio shows you count on, shows like Central Time and, of course, Larry Mueller's show. You can join in with your gift right now. It takes just a few minutes online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Again, make your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We really do count on your financial support to keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. Let's go back to your calls for Larry now. Rita is with us in Manitowish Waters. Rita, hi.
Hi, Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about Rita?
Well, I was saying that Larry and my family go back a long time. In the mid-70s, my husband and I lived in Chicago and had a restaurant called the Cajun House. And he was a guest on Larry's show many times, where he would bring food and they'd talk about food and just have a great time. And then we moved up to Manitou's Waters and owned a restaurant there. And my daughter and I had the pleasure of coming to Larry's show and brought more food and desserts and talked about Cajun Creole food and just had a wonderful time with him. And I'm so happy that he's still doing well, and we do get to listen to the show once in a while. But it's just a great experience to say that we've been there twice.
And that Blue Bayou, I tell you what, that is a great restaurant. It was a great restaurant in the Manitouish Waters you guys had.
Rita, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that story at 800-642-1234. Remember, you could support all these conversations with your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It's a different number, 888-202-2552. Support Larry Mueller and Central Time and all your favorite shows.
I was thinking, this is the only organization that I belong to and am a part of where I'm not told exactly how much money I need to give to stay in that organization for another year. And here we have this unique thing at Wisconsin Public Radio that, you know, when you contribute, we don't tell you how much to contribute. You decide how much to contribute. And I love that, because some people can contribute more. Some people can only contribute perhaps a smaller amount, would like to contribute more. And it's sort of egalitarian that way. And I really, really like that approach. And whatever amount you choose, this would be the time to call in with your contribution. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And I'm really hoping we have three more to get before the top of the hour. I just did a quick refresh, and we're doing well. And if we can ever do this again, I think it's probably important, Rob, that
I'm having fun.
Our goal.
Give some money so we can do this again. I'm having a good time. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. If you give $10 a month or $20 a month, check out when you're giving the Food Bank Thank You Gift. It'll help feed people in need in your area. You can do it all at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Larry, let's check out another caller for you now. Kate is with us in Eau Claire.
Okay.
Hi, Kate.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to call to say thank you to Larry for all of the great programming. And I want to let you know that I look forward to Fridays because you might talk about limey. And it's always a treat to hear about your lime tree. And thank you, thank you, thank you for the Christmas program. You're a great Santa Claus.
Oh, Kate. Thank you so much. Limey was named by my daughter when she was very young. And limey is... the lime tree sits up in my bedroom in the wintertime and then sits out on a porch on the outside my bedroom, south facing. And limey has had as many as 25 limes on her at a time. So, you can almost say, what am I going to do with all these limes?
What do you do with all those limes from limey?
Well, sometimes.
Does it rhyme with margarita?
It does, especially in the summertime. But I've been known to have some wintertime margaritas as well.
Then you can pretend it's summer.
Just to use up those limes. But that has been a lot of fun. And actually, there are a lot of lime trees in the state of Wisconsin. I think that would have been here had it not been for us talking about limey a lot on Garden Talk.
Thanks a lot for that call. Really appreciate it. Remember, you could support Limey and Larry and the Central Time and all your favorite shows with your gift of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552 to make your gift on this last day of our year-end membership drive. Okay, Larry, you promised some animal stories. And we, every now and then, you've had animals in this very studio over the years.
I have indeed. I had, I could start with the largest animal that I had in the studio was a full-grown llama.
A llama.
That was brought up on the freight elevator and sat, or stood, I shouldn't say didn't sit, stood in the studio as I talked to the llama's owner about llamas. And she, before the show, she said, well, be careful now. Don't make sudden movements toward it because they like to spit if they get mad, and they can really spit. So I didn't make any sharp movements, and the llama sat there looking straight ahead for the whole 45 minutes. So that was the largest animal. One of the smaller animals I had was a penguin.
Aww.
And I have this nice photo of myself with a penguin from the zoo here in Madison. The handlers brought the penguin over, and we talked about penguins and all the other animals. I had a boa constrictor, a small one. I've had many dogs. I've had one cat. I've had a few chickens from time to time, showy chickens. And I've also had jumping worms. Lisa Johnson brought some jumping worms. We were talking about that on Garden Talk, and she said, well, here's what they look like. And I said, well, I don't want to take any of those home to my place.
Yeah, none of them got loose in here, did they?
No.
Okay.
We made sure of that. And some insects, too. Let's see, I had an elm bark beetle brought in that was something that passed along Dutch elm disease. And, of course, more recently, many of you have heard of the marmorated stink bug. And I had a couple of those. I think P.J. Leash brought that in. So those are some of the animals that I can remember right off the top of my head. They're always fun.
Central Time, Larry Mueller is here with me. And it is the last day of our year-end membership drive. We've been checking out Larry's career, some highlights from the show. Thanks for your calls with your thank yous to Larry. Now, the greatest way you could say thank you to Larry and all the work he does here is to make a gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. We count on you. Listeners are the biggest source of financial support, our biggest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. You can join the team with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That really has kept us going all these years, Larry.
It's been wonderful. The support that we've had from listeners over the years has been just wonderful. You know, at one point there was no direct listener support. Of course, listeners were paying taxes, and of course, federal and state governments were providing all of the money, really, to operate the station. And over the years, you know, when we started our call-in talk shows, that was 37 years ago. And I think it was not long after that we started asking for money. And I think people feel more connected to Wisconsin Public Radio because of the kinds of shows that we do. These call-in talk shows give you a chance to participate. You know, and I hope if you really appreciate that and you enjoy that sort of community of listeners that we've been able to develop, that you give us some money right now. Call in with a contribution. You can go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. I wind up giving money at every single one of these pledge drives because I tuck myself into it.
And it's really kind of humbling in a lot of ways to me, Larry, that I mean, people don't have to pay.
No.
They can listen for free as long as they want, but they do. They feel that connection. They feel that need, that desire to support what they're hearing. That's something they don't get. I think with your average media outlet, and I appreciate it so much. And you could do that, by the way, I should say, at WPR.org right now. You can go on and make your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It makes me feel great to see that coming in. And I've heard, well, I do it. I'm a sustainer myself. It feels good to do it, too.
And there's still time to for us to make our goal, and we're sitting at three more callers. You can be one of those three. I hope you'll do it right now. Go to WPR.org, make your contribution, or you can do it online. Go to I'm sorry, you can phone 888-202-2552. That's the number online to WPR.org and make that contribution. You're gonna feel good. I feel good every time I do it. And I know you will, too.
I've had a lot of fun having this freewheeling conversation with Larry. I hope you've enjoyed it. And now that we're done, I hope you make a gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for supporting the Larry Miller Show at Central Time and the whole Ideas Network.